Here we will explore the true facts about Gene Hensler, Ph.D. Early on, Gene Hensler's parents knew he was destined to work in the field of finance. When, on his first birthday, his mother asked how he wanted to spend the money he received as gifts, Gene Hensler turned to her and said, "I don't want a bicycle until I'm 12. Just take the money and invest it." And so it was at the tender age of one when Gene Hensler scribed a major tenet of his now famous 10-year rule.
That's the first time I've heard that. That's very good. We're back. It's Money Talks. Mark Beninelli here and Matt Hames, and I'm here to answer your questions. We have a chartered financial analyst and a guy who does something with trusts or something else, like a certified trust financial advisor, and me, who just has a Ph.D., which, of course, means I'm an expert at everything.
Doctor of everything.
Doctor of everything.
Love.
Let's move on with some questions. Matt, you had a question?
Yeah, we got another one from Dave in Dunwoody. Two questions, actually, in one. He's wanting to know, number one, he's just left a large organization, and he's got a retirement plan in place called, it's referred to as a SERP, and he wants to know, first of all, he doesn't really understand it, what is a SERP, and then second of all, how secure
is it? What is a SERP?
A SERP is a Supplemental Executive Retirement Plan. And,
okay.
You know, this is a...
I work for the government. I'm here to help. But go ahead.
That's right. So a Supplemental Executive Retirement Plan is a type of plan that's non-qualified by nature.
So it's not like a 401k.
That's correct.
Or anything else like that where you have to include everybody.
That's correct.
All right.
It's non-ERISA governed. So it is. It doesn't have the same tax law treatment as your 401ks, even your traditional IRAs. Those are all qualified money.
Okay.
This is non-qualified money. A SERP is a very common benefit plan for executives at larger organizations where the board or management wants to do what they can to secure that executive role and give them some type of retirement benefit.
Extra.
A way to keep
extra.
The talent.
That's right. It's oftentimes referred to as golden handcuffs or golden parachute, depending on the way they're built.
We don't have any of those around here. I don't care if you leave. Go ahead. Neither are you old enough anyhow.
So to define a SERP, that's really what it is.
Okay.
And it's typically a very rich benefit, as it's promised. But the way the company handles this is during the time of employment or during the term of employment of the executive, the company will allocate dollars to an account for the executive. So from the company's
perspective... For the particular executive, for all the executives.
As for the participant, for the executive, whoever they offer this to.
Okay.
So in Dave's case, the company said, we're going to set aside X amount of dollars...
Every year for you.
Per year, it's for you. And we're going to pay that to you. Typically, these things trigger the income comes in starting at age 65. They can determine it. It can be 63, whatever, and it'll pay for a period of time. So they may say, when you turn 65, for 10 years, you'll get X amount a year for 10 years.
As long as you stay with the company, certain vesting options?
There's typically a vesting schedule, but once you're fully vested, we'll assume in this case that Dave stayed there long enough to be vested. So depending on how old he is...
So say if he's 55 years old, he's not going to get any money until he's 65.
That's correct.
And he's worried about how safe that is.
How secure is it? Right.
How does he find out?
Well, there's two things he wants to think about and two things he needs to ask about. So from the company's perspective, number one, this is not protected from creditors. So to the extent...
If his company goes bankrupt...
That's right. SERP's gone. Give you a good example. Banks. Banks use these often. SERPs are often in place for bank executives and directors. If the bank fails, the SERP's gone. It's just not there. So what promise was made is no one... The entity there to fulfill that promise...
So he's got that risk.
So you've got the risk. So you want to look at the financial strength of the company. How confident are you that they're going to be there? To your point, if he's 55... He's not going to get all his money. If it's a 10-year benefit period, he's got 20 years before he gets all his money.
Oh, that's correct. Okay.
You follow? So it won't start till he's 65, and then it'll... So, and each plan's unique and different, but that's the first risk, is the company solvent? Are they financially strong?
Well, where's the money invested?
Well, so what most businesses do is they take the way these products are sold, and I refer to a SERP as a product, is because typically they're sold by insurance agents. And what they do is they come in and they look at the company and they say, promise this benefit to your executive.
If you put this much away,
they'll fund it with a life insurance policy on the executive.
Okay.
All right. So they'll use permanent cash value life insurance that the company owns.
He doesn't own.
He doesn't own it.
But could he negotiate for that cash value at some point?
No, typically not. What happened because of our dear friends at places like Enron, the IRS passed tax code 409A in 2000, and I want to say it was 3 or 4. It went into effect in 05 and basically prevented that market. Kept, you know, because you got guys that would get fired and immediately get these huge payouts of a whole lump sum. And you'd read about it in the paper.
All right.
Well, 409A was meant to preclude advancing the benefit in SERP-type plans. So what happens is, no, it's just a benefit they've got. And until the time comes for them to start receiving benefits, they're just trusting that the company will have the resources there to pay their benefit. Okay?
Okay.
Now, on the funding side, what the companies typically do is they'll buy life insurance. They'll buy cash value life insurance. Because if it's a for-profit company, the theory there is we'll put it in the life insurance policy and it'll grow tax deferred. There's some tax
favored treatment. Is it tax deductible to the company when they put the money away, like an expensive salary?
It's taxed to the executive when they get it.
Okay. So, but it's just postponed.
That's correct.
Okay.
That's correct. So what you've got is this tax favored growth they're counting on in a life insurance policy.
All right. So we got to wrap this up. And so one is that he's got to make sure the company's going to be around.
That's right.
And he's got that risk, as Mark asked you a question, he can't get out of this thing.
That's correct.
Second thing, he's got to make sure that the insurance company that the policy is with.
Yeah, and that's going to be research that needs to be done by the company. Are they doing a good job matching the liability they've got to pay the executive with the asset they're going to
use? Does he have any right to ask the company and say, I'd like to know what insurance company this is with?
I think he can certainly ask the question.
So this guy might sit on pins and needles in terms of whether this company survives. So my recommendation to everybody out there is when they offer you a SERP, say, no, give me a raise.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the SERP benefits are typically extremely rich. So the allure to them, I mean, listen, it's a lot of money that are promised to these men and women. So the financial strength of the company, making sure they're handling their balance sheet well is important.
Well, think of you an executive with
General Motors. Exactly.
And what happened to General Motors? It went bankrupt.
Yep. They're kicking the can down the road, it seems.
I'm reluctant with that. Take a break right now. Don't touch that dial. We'll be right back with more titillating information. Like that marketing push right there.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.